7:09 at KFYO on Wednesday. Collins and Mack in the house. Have the director and the music director, directors for Moonlight Musicals. Laura, your buddies, introduce them, please.
All right, this is Kyla Olson. She's directing the show, and Larry Walker is our musical director for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that happens out at the Wells Fargo Amphitheater, Lubbock Moonlight Musicals.
Okay, now before we get started in this interview, I've got a question that I need to ask you guys. Laura has had this mastectomy thing. Now I just want to know what the perception is. Okay.
Oh.
She had this on the 28th. She got her port for chemotherapy on Monday. She's getting her treatment tomorrow. Dress rehearsal tomorrow night, and then Friday she opens the show with you guys. Is this a first for you guys?
It's a first for me. Isn't she amazing?
Oh, she is a rock star.
She is.
Yes.
You would never know.
Until you see me dance, and then it's like I'm so not a rock star.
Well, I asked her. I asked her, I said, do people that are in the show, do they know? And she says, well, I'm really not saying that, you know, oh, it's me, look at me. And I know she's not doing that.
The girl's on my side. I play one of the wives. One of Jacob's wives, mm-hmm. and the girls on my side, they kind of know. You know, we've talked about it on our side.
But I mean, what's with the people behind the scenes? I mean, are they just like going, is she nuts?
I think that I think she's a rock star. I mean, we're handling extreme heat out there, long rehearsals, and you would never know she's such a professional.
And bugs.
Oh, yes, lots of flies everywhere.
Oh, yes. I almost ate several.
Oh,
you know.
Yes.
Larry says, open your mouth when you sing. Well, when you do that, there's like 15 of them trying to fly in.
A little extra protein.
Yes.
Yeah.
Russia
good for
feed.
The voice.
Hey, what do you guys, what is a music director? Obviously, I know, but what's really your role and what do you do with the Moonlight Musicals? Obviously, you have to coach people and get what you want, you know?
My responsibility is to teach the folks in the musical the music. And so we spent a week with intense musical rehearsals. And then our amazing director and choreographer, Kyla is both.
That's right.
Got to work with directing, blocking, and choreographing the show. So my part is the musical aspect of that, which I enjoy and have really had a good time. We have some great musicians. Mm-hmm. We have a great chorus and cast and soloists. They're doing an amazing job. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful voices.
Beautiful voices.
Tell us about your regular jobs when you're not doing Lubbock Moonlight Musical.
My regular job is I'm minister of music at Lake Ridge United Methodist Church, just up the street here. We've had some rehearsals there for LMM, but that's what I do for my real job, because LMM doesn't pay me quite well enough.
Okay.
I teach dance up at Tech in the Department of Theater and Dance. I also run a professional dance company here, Flatlands Dance Theater, and I work for another local nonprofit, so I stay very busy.
That's right. I'd forgotten that you're doing Flatlands.
Yes. So I stay busy all the time.
We've talked about you guys on the air.
Flatlands work is amazing.
Now,
thank you.
From a director's standpoint, I mean, the director's really responsible for everything, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if it rolls downhill, it's going to hit you first.
Yes.
So realistically speaking, this thing has come up out of the dirt in a matter of a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
Yes.
How many weeks is, I mean, in like 4 weeks or something? 3 weeks?
We have 3 weeks of prep. We did a week of music rehearsals, a week of block and dance rehearsals, and then we started run-throughs last week, and we moved out to the amphitheater on Sunday. So
Wow. It's
3 weeks of prep with a tech week. So,
and it does make for a lot easier work, I guess less stress when you have people that are seasoned in the business.
Absolutely.
Or seasoned,
yes.
Very talented.
Yes, we have several professionals that have worked with us before or have training of some kind that it's much easier for them to come in. But we've got some newbies too.
Yes, but they've all worked very hard.
Yes.
They've all worked very hard to get out of their scores and get things memorized. And so they've done a great job with that.
Agreed.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and it is a great cast to work with. Mm-hmm. I've worked with some that, you know, didn't get along. You had this little group over here fighting or this little group over here fighting. I have seen none of that with this cast. Everybody seems to be getting along really well and being very professional.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I think it's due to the show, and everybody has to work together. Everybody's on stage
right.
all the time.
Just about all the time. That's right.
There's no downtime to really let that happen, and That's great.
There are some children in the show that I can honestly say, and I've worked with a lot of children in theater, and this group of kids, they're phenomenal. Oh, I mean, they do exactly so well what behaved. Kyla asked them to do and are very well behaved.
Aren't they singing well?
They are.
I mean, they're really singing well. Everyone is.
Everybody is, yeah.
Okay, so the show opens, dress rehearsal tomorrow night. Show opens on Friday.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us ticket information, show dates and times, and run the show.
Well, the show opens this coming Friday, August 9th. It runs again on Saturday, August 10th. The show starts at 8 p.m. We'll run the following two weekends after that. I believe it's the 16th and 17th.
That's when you'll want to come because I'm playing Potiphar.
Oh, yes. Larry's playing Potiphar, by
that's
the way.
Right.
Have a little part.
Is it just one show only?
No, he's doing a couple of shows.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe you were a stunt double or something.
Secondly, well, I'm trying, but I'm already crippled up a little bit with my foot. So.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, that was the last show where I had an injury. Not really. Yes. I'm just making that up. That sounds better on radio.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, you could sue him for it or something.
Exactly.
Exactly. Show starts at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Gates open at 7. They are anticipating a large crowd, so people are encouraged to go and get their tickets early. You can come out, eat, hang out with your families before the show starts at 8. The show's running about an hour and a half, hour 45, with intermission, so it's a great family-friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your families out. You can get tickets through Select a Seat.
770-2000. Also, you can order online. You can have Chick-fil-A deliver.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can do that.
Take
or you can bring your own food.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
They also have chairs available, or you can bring your own lawn chairs.
No alcohol in the amphitheater. Okay, so if you bring your cooler, don't think you're going to be sneaking your drink in there because that's against the rules. Don't do it.
Yes.
So are we going to see you there?
I'm going to try and make it. I'm trying to get, actually, no, seriously, I'm trying to get my daughter out of town. I love my daughter. I like having her around, but I told her yesterday, honey, I love you, but I got to get you back to school so I can get something done.
Yeah.
Oh. You know?
So you're going to be there tomorrow? Or Friday, or Saturday.
Maybe Friday.
Or all three shows.
Maybe there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be there.
Yes.
Even though there's not a Sunday show, I'll probably show up and say, I'm here.
Well, this is one you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I actually have to come and see the spectacle of Laura Mack performing under such stress.
Oh, my word.
I still can't believe that she's doing
this. It does not show
up. No, she's great.
I hope I can do this.
She's phenomenal.
I'm going to give it my best shot.
And her daughter's a lovely dancer as well.
Just do it.
Maddie's really enjoying it.
Yes.
She loves to dance, and this is giving her some good professional experience that I really appreciate.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hey, Moonlight Musicals, thanks, guys, for coming in live and direct from the director and music director.
And this is the last Moonlight Musical of the season.
Yes, ma'am.
So, until the collaborative Les Mis in November, right?
That's
and
correct.
There's been some renovation also to the theater.
Yes, we've got some new brick walls. Mm-hmm. And
Kyla's going to finish laying the brick this afternoon.
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Yes. She's a multi-talented director.
Hey, thanks guys for being here. It's 17 minutes after the hour.